Well, 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 here we are all again. No matter what we do in another couple of days, the days are going to start getting longer. That in itself is cause for celebration and much else. This is the special holiday greetings edition of Talk of Alaska statewide. So it's your chance to send out greetings to friends and relatives all across the state. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255. You probably already know. Local in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email talk@alaskapublic.org is Talk of Alaska statewide.
Today's program is underwritten in part by the Muskox Producers Co-op, whose members have hand-knit Akiviut items since 1969, enhancing a subsistence lifestyle in the remote villages. And by Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska, which has been providing quality health plans to companies and individuals in Alaska for over 60 years. More at primera.com. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska. We know the territory. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry solstice. Happy Hanukkah. I think today's the beginning of Hanukkah. And, Russian Christmas? Did I mention that? Chinese New Year? All of them. I'm Steve Heimel. This is Talk of Alaska. I don't know if you've tuned in to one of these holiday shows before, but there's nothing like it anywhere else. A number of local stations all across the state have these sort of shout-out shows where people pass on greetings to other people and also information of various sorts. You know, you can say, like, I got back from the hospital and the news is good, and all these little personal things that you just hear on the radio, and that only really happens in Alaska, where we have this sort of exemption to the ban on personal messages on broadcast media. And so we take advantage of that here at the Alaska Public Radio Network to try and do the same thing once a year statewide to let people, we're all connected. People have people that they're connected with all across the state. And this is one chance to pass on greetings to all those people. And so you're welcome to do that. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255. 1-800-478-TALK, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. And you'll quickly hear how it works. The best way is to kind of prepare to sit down and make a list of the people you want to send greetings to, and then make the call. That makes it a little bit more compact. So we're ready for business here. Email is talk@alaskapublic.org, and we got a bunch of them by email. We also, this time, for the first time, lit up a special space on the website, alaskapublic.org, and that includes Twitter and Facebook, so people have been sending greetings that way on the website as well. So I've got some by email. I think we'll go ahead and run through those here as we're waiting for your call. This one comes from, Kirsten, Bruce, and Ree Christensen in Sitka. Solstice greetings to our friends throughout Alaska from Sitka on up to Barrow and all points in between, the Overturfs and Lucinetti's in Sitka, Mike and April in Anchorage, Andy and Holly in White Mountain, Amy, Mary, and Ken Brown in Fairbanks, Amy and Gary in Barrow, along with friends and former students in both Barrow and Gamble. Here is wishing a safe and happy winter breaks to students at Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Schools. Think sun. That from Kirsten, Bruce, and Ree Christensen in Sitka. And it came our way by email at talk@alaskapublic.org. So let's see here. We got this one here from Hi, we'd like to send a happy holidays to our friends Mark and Laura in Kodiak. This is from Emil and Karen in Petersburg. That's Emil, pronounced Emil, and Karen, pronounced Karin. Thanks. And thanks to you for your holiday greetings, which can be sent all over the state. People have, friends, they have relatives, they have acquaintances. Teachers send them to students. Students send them back to teachers. Sometimes people hear their own name, and then they have to get on there and send one greeting back. And usually what happens is people make lists, and they can just read the list off during this hour-long, hectic statewide radio phenomenon. It's the statewide holiday greetings edition of Talk of Alaska. If you're calling from Anchorage, remember, it's a local call at 550-8422. The email is talk@alaskapublic.org. And the statewide number is 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-TALK. And this one comes from Ketchikan. Merry Christmas and a safe and joyous new year in Chektulik to my new friend, Edna Savalikic, I think, from Mary Henriksen, who is 1,200 miles away at the other end of the state at Wet Ketchikan, where it's rained at least 160 inches so far this year. And thanks for the program out of rainy Ketchikan. 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK, and we'll quickly get you cleared in to pass on your holiday greetings to people across the state or in your same community, whatever. It's holiday greetings. There are a number of people who observe the Russian Christmas in Alaska, which is about a week later than the other Christmas. So it's just a little bit different here in a cross-cultural sense than it might be in a number of other states. So we got them lined up. All right, well, let's go to Natalia then. Welcome to Talk of Alaska. Natalia in Anchorage.
Natalia Lamont. Hi, Steve. This is Natalia Lamont. I wanted to call and say happy Merry Christmas to my mom in Tuliksak and all my relatives all over Alaska. And I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone in Alaska. And Merry Christmas, that's all.
Natalia, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. You're awesome.
Thanks for calling in and participating in the holiday greetings edition of Talk of Alaska. It's statewide, so the greetings just go out all across the state. A number of stations have this as a local show. That was really great to see that greetings from Mary down in Ketchikan, because I got a gift from her this year. It seems that she used to live in the same house that I live in now, a little log cabin in Spinard. And she picked up this little tin sign. I'm not quite sure what it was for, but it's a picture of a sourdough guy with a beard, you know, and long hair and all that, a real Alaskan looking kind of thing. And she saw my picture and she said, you know, I'm going to have to send this back to the property it came from because obviously that's where it belongs. And so, you know, this really interesting antique piece of metal that she picked up in her backyard, she sent to me on the same property. And I've got it hanging up in the front part of our log cabin right now. Laurita joins the program from Fairbanks. Laurita, welcome to the holiday greetings edition of Talk of Alaska.
Yes, thank you. I want to wish Merry Christmas to all my relatives in the Bethel area, Chivac, Cooper Bay, Skamon Bay, and all the other villages in the state, all my friends. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you so much, Loretta. That's a greeting from Loretta, it is, right?
It is Loretta.
It's from Fairbanks to everybody in Bethel and everywhere else across the state. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're listening and participating in the show. It's always a lot of fun for me. Thanks, Loretta. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK. It's a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email talk@alaskapublic.org. It's a simple procedure. People just make a list and send out your greetings. It doesn't take very long, and we try and rip them through as fast as we can onto the telephone and onto the air and onto the next one. So we're ready for your greetings. It's kind of nice to watch them flying all across the state. It's kind of nice to hear voices from all the different parts of the state and find out, maybe what the weather's like and what the situation are like and so forth. We've got one from Atlanta. Atlanta, Duncan Moon.
Hey, Steve.
Duncan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm listening online down here.
It's a crazy time. So it's afternoon down there.
It is afternoon. I'm trying to get out of here Wednesday and go north for a little of the holidays.
Well, it's great to have you call in. You want to pass on any holiday wishes to anybody in particular up here?
Well, just all my friends around the state. I won't take up too much time. There's a lot of people who want to talk. But friends all over the state, all the reporters at APRN who do such a great job, you know, day in and day out. All my friends there in Anchorage and in South Central and especially at the First Church of Christ Scientist. I'd love to say hi to them. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope I'll be able to get up there and visit you all in the coming year.
Wow. Well, I hope so too, Duncan.
I'll let you know.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks, Duncan, calling all
great
the way from
voice,
Atlanta. Yeah. A former Alaskan and who knows, maybe a future Alaskan and listening to the program online. I forget that people do tend to do that. They're zipping in by email. The email is talk@alaskapublic.org. Some people just bypass the radio entirely and do it on the website, too, alaskapublic.org. Okay, this one from Anchorage. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all the Alaska quilters out there. I have never met you, but I know you are there. That from Elizabeth Hardaway in Anchorage. Thanks, Elizabeth. And let's go to Fairbanks. Stacy, welcome to the Holiday Greetings edition of Talk of Alaska.
Thank you so much. I'm just calling to wish all of our family in Kotzebue, the Nana region, and in Fairbanks and all over the state a Merry Christmas from the Dublins and Fairbanks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So you see how it works. 1-800-478-8255, the telephone number, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. And this being listened to all across the state. So you can send wishes out to the North Slope or to Southeast or, you know, wherever you you feel connected to. And we're ready to do it. You know, nice people that are sending them out to coworkers, to people who work in, you know, quilters, dog mushers. It's a busy time of year. People have a lot to do. The telephone number, 1-800-478-8255. 478-TALK. A local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email is talk@alaskapublic.org. And we're just taking greetings from all across the state. In Anchorage, Martha joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Martha.
Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude and thanks and would like to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Alusistok Jekichi to the community of Tulaksek and the whole Kuskokwim. Again, from Martha Lamont and family, thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Martha, and thank you for taking advantage of it. It's great to hear from you. And I know for a fact that there are a number of people in Anchorage who have arrived from the bush sometime in the last year or two, have a lot of friends and relatives in the village or out in the hub communities. And we're glad to serve this function of allowing people to pass on their holiday greetings this time of year through the medium of statewide radio. And Stu in Muldoon, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hey, I'd like to say Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to everybody in Muldoon or who has lived in Muldoon. And 2012 should be the year we get a Muldoon Town Square where the old greenhouses used to be. Just have to change the minds of a few muni bureaucrats and hope everybody gets involved.
Do they call them Muldooners?
Well, you know, we got people that call it the Dune, and the community councils out there are in favor of getting a town square where the old greenhouses used to be on DeBar and Muldoon there, and the muni's trying to put in strip malls. So I think 2012, you're going to see it come to a head, and I think the councils are going to carry the day.
How much of the Leiser family's landscape still survives back in there?
Well, the creek is still where they put it. And if you look at it from Muldoon Road, you'll see a big brick wall back there that used to be the east side of the greenhouse, you know, where where the parakeet cage used to be.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It was a fantastic greenhouse. It was probably the best park in town, really. You could go there all year round and get out of the cold and listen to birds and stuff. But, the bureaucrats got hold of it, and they're planning on putting strip malls, and it would be our last chance to have anything but strip malls in Muldoon. So it would be great to have a town square there, and that's what you'll probably be reading about it in the daily news in a couple of months and hearing about it at the assembly.
No doubt. Well, Stu, thank you so much for your holiday wishes.
You too. Bye-bye, man.
I wouldn't mind wishing for a more livable city myself. Let's go to Melissa in Fairbanks. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Melissa.
Hey, Steve, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to make this quick because technically I'm over here in Fairbanks at KUAC, but I just wanted to wish a Merry Christmas to all of my family in Anchorage and all of my friends and cousins in Anchorage as well. So this is my second Christmas away from home at the university.
How's it going for you?
Thanks. It's going really well, actually.
Well, that's good.
But, yeah, thank you so much for doing this sort of thing. And, yeah, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and send them lots of love.
You're going to spend the holiday there in the city then?
I am, yep. I live at a bunch of at a house with a bunch of crazy theater students.
Oh, well, I assume you're going to do something then for the holiday together or some of you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got a tree and presents, and we're going to have a nice little get-together. Probably watch Doctor Who.
To each his or her own.
Yes, indeed.
That sounds like kind of a Festivus celebration, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's definitely going to be different.
All right, Melissa, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's the statewide holiday greetings edition of Talk of Alaska, 1-800-478-8255, local call in Anchorage, 550-8422. Email talk@alaskapublic.org. And now from Leavelock, here is Dusty. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Dusty.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a quick Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to friends and relatives up and down the Nishigek in Dillingham, Naknek area, Igiagik, and another Merry Christmas. Flavi, Happy Flavi to everyone for next year in January. All right, thanks, and you have a good day.
All right, Dusty, and best wishes to you too. It's Talk of Alaska holiday greetings flying all around the state. Don't hear from Leavelock that often. From Klawak now, here is Donna. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Donna.
Hi. I am calling to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my family in Chilkat Country, Klukwan. There's my Auntie Arlene, my Auntie Rachel Hotch, my Uncle Marvin Willard, my Uncle Leo Willard, and my Uncle Lawrence Willard and his new bride, Shannon. And I have an extra message to my Uncle Leo from my husband, Harry. We ran out of hooligan grease.
Thank
and
you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. I'm out, too.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Donna, from Klawak. Yeah, hooligan country. Hooligan country here in Anchorage, too, and turning an arm here. And as a matter of fact, the days will start getting longer, and it's only just a matter of a few months until it's hooligan time again. This one comes from Karen Zeman, Spirit of Youth. Staff would like to say Merry Christmas and congratulations to new parents Amy and Andy Gorn in Sitka. Thanks to all of you for all you do for Alaska's youth. And that was from Karen Zeman and the rest of the people at Spirit of Youth. Martina joins the program from Bethel. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Martina.
Hi, I'd like to say happy holidays to my husband, Zach Brink, and to both our families in Bethel, Gasigaluk, on the Yukon, Ham, and Anchorage. Happy holidays. Have a very, very good Christmas. And love and miss everyone.
All right, Martina, thank you.
Thank you.
Good wishes going down to Kasigluk. I think, is that down the river? I think it's down the river from Bethel. Mark is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to Talk Alaska. Mark, Babaloo.
Steve, how are you? Babaloo, my friend. What's new up there?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. we've had the strangest weather up here in Anchorage. It's just it was beautiful snow, and then it'll get warm and rain. And
yeah,
windy.
Well, it's been raining down here in Arizona for about the last week or so, and today it's actually sunny, but my guess is most of Alaska probably doesn't want to know the actual temperature down here.
So, hey, good to hear from you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone in Alaska, all of our friends up there. We miss everybody and sure do miss what really truly is God's country up there. And, Steve, you're an institution, and you deserve to be recognized as such. Thanks for everything you do and for APRN.
Well, thank you. And, hey, speaking of institutions, our buddy Reichman is down in Juneau making theater.
Oh, good for him. That's good.
Yeah, he finally hooked up with Perseverance, so they hooked him down there for a while to make theater.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Dick Reichman was the Morning Edition host when I worked in Valdez in 1989, and truly an inquiring mind and a great human being. So we miss Alaska a lot.
Okay, Mark. Well, who knows? You might end up back here.
Well, we were there over the summer for a couple of weeks, but see, I'm telling you that now, so you can't yell at me to come visit.
I know how it is, you know. We've got lots of friends out in the bush, but they never come and visit in Anchorage because they're too busy going to Costco and so forth. You know how it is.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. It's Talk of Alaska, statewide telephone number 1-800-478-8255. If calling from Anchorage, you got to do the local call, 550-8422. Email is talk@alaskapublic.org. The Talk of Alaska next week will be the New Year's edition, and traditionally what we do for that is look at the past year. And it's always fun. You can start thinking about it now, like how are we different at the end of the year 2011 compared to how we were at the beginning of the year? And it's probably a year in which quite a lot of stuff is different. And it may not necessarily have been because of something that was a big news story, but somehow we end up in a little bit different place maybe than we thought we would be when the year began. And now to Manakotik and Norma. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Norma.
Hello. I'd just like to shout out to my sister, Jenna. Like to say hi to her and Merry Christmas, and I've been trying to get a hold of you. She lives out in Anchorage, and I've been trying to call her, but she doesn't answer her phone. So I just thought I'd call over the radio and, you know, make sure she hears this.
All right, good. So Jenna from Manakotik, would you please call Norma because she's trying to get in touch with you? Good.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Norma. Our telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-TALK. Once a year, we do this show, the last show before Christmas, in which we just open it up and let Alaskans send out their holiday greetings to one another all across the state. It's always kind of fun to hear all the different voices and hear the different ways that people are connected. Sometimes they're sending wishes to co-workers or former co-workers and things like that, like we got some public radio people calling up from outside of the state today. And they remember this show. Let's talk to Lisa, who joins the program from Dillingham. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Lisa.
Steve, hi.
Hi.
I've always wanted to call in, so I'm calling in.
Great.
And I wishing you and Johanna a lovely solstice, and I certainly miss hauling Johanna's tree to her apartment, and I hope you both are doing well.
Lisa, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to hear you again. I listen, but I never call in. So I also wanted to wish solstice greetings to my friends Leaf and Cloudy in Fairbanks. Hope they're having a nice bonfire this year. And then, of course, to my sister Maureen and her husband Darren in Eagle River.
Okay, Lisa. You know, Dillingham is where Johanna and I figured out that we didn't really need to go to Leiser's and get a $70 Christmas tree. Actually, we sort of like the scraggly trees that they're just growing out there.
Well, it worked out good, too, because it could do some clearing in the process.
Right.
So it was a win-win situation.
All right. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Lemmy, joins the program from Haines. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Lemmy.
Hi. Yes, I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, especially to our local veterans and servicemen. We do so appreciate you. And to our unemployed people that are just walking the streets looking for anything, to our chronically ill, to our hardworking people at the A&B Hall and Legion Post 12 and the Auxiliary and the persecuted Mormon Church.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's for sure. And to you.
All right, Lemmy.
For putting this on, I really do appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, Lemmy. Thanks for your call from Haines. Wow. The telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK. If calling from Anchorage, it's a local call of 550-8422. And you can also use the email if you'd like. And Lena did. Let's see. I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to the whole Nana region. Happy holidays to my parents, Ken Stein and Lena Downey, as well as Ruth and Darvin Nelson. Happy holidays to all my brothers and sisters, Clement, J.R., Calvin, Nancy, Helen, Deborah, and Marilyn. All be safe this holiday and love you all. A very special Merry Christmas to my loving, caring husband, Sven Nelson Sr. I love you with all my heart, and I'm joyful. We have two beautiful angels, Savannah and Sven Jr. You are always there for me, care for me, and love me. Sven, you mean the world to me. Loves, love and kisses. Loves and kisses. I'd also like to say happy holidays to my grandmas, Elvira, maybe Elvira Downey, and Judy Stein. Anna, I love you both, and thanks for everything. Coming with love from Sweetie. All right. Now, of course, I probably am not going to say it with the expression you might. I might even mispronounce some names, but I'm happy to do it anyway. Let's go to Ketchikan and Maria. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Maria.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for NPR and Alaska Public Radio. I'd like to just tell my sister-in-law in Seward, Stormy Seward, which is very getting a lot of winter this year, Heidi, Happy Hanukkah. So, Heidi, Happy Hanukkah, and keep shoveling, and hope to see you this summer. So, thank you, Steve, and look forward to your New Year's show.
Yeah, is today the first day of Hanukkah, Dina?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, the Festival of Lights. So we're 8 days of Hanukkah.
All right, Maria, thank you.
I think it starts at sundown tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Maria, and thanks for giving us the note on Hanukkah. I was thinking it was today, but I wasn't entirely sure. Okay, let's do one more, and then we'll take the station break. This one from Lena in Kotzebue. I see. This is the same one. I see, but just saying that it comes from Lena, also known as Sweetie, and that note from up in Kotzebue. Okay. Our phone number is 1-800-478-8255. Email talk at alaskapublic.org. A local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. We got a couple more lined up, and we'd be ready for your call as well as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from
the Pebble Partnership, developing a comprehensive mine plan that meets Alaska's regulatory requirements while supporting sustainable fisheries in Southwest Alaska. PebblePartnership.com. Alaska Pacific University offers accelerated BA and MBA business degrees with personalized attention for your professional goals, online classes, and small class size supported by a highly respected faculty. A degree from APU is your best value in the business community. Start or finish your business degree at Alaska Pacific University. Enroll now for the spring semester. Learn more at business.alaskapacific.edu. This message sponsored by the Alaska Pacific University Business Department.
Always an interesting journey, this show that spans the entire state of Alaska. Voices from all over the state sending greetings to one another. We've had Hanukkah greetings and solstice greetings and just greetings in general. as well as Merry Christmas and Slavic. Let's go to Chivak and Roy. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Roy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I want to wish my family and friends in the YK Delta, in Bethel and Chivak Cooper, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And be safe and have a travel plan when you go anywhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy, and thanks for the good advice. All right, it's Talk of Alaska. Let's go down to Sitka and Fred. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Fred.
Yeah, this is Fred Hope. I just want to wish everybody in the class of 54, Sheldon Jackson, a Merry Christmas. And I need to tell you, we don't have caroling like we used to have. Sheldon Jackson used to go to every house and just sing Christmas carols. And I miss that. But they don't do that anymore. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Fred. Wow, class of 54. Man, from Sheldon Jackson. That call from Sitka, it's Talk of Alaska. You get the idea. There are greetings going all across the state. Someone that you're thinking of who lives someplace else in Alaska could very well be listening to the radio at this very moment. And if not, probably somebody they know will tell them. Let's go down to Manicotic again and Vincent. Welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Yes, I would like to say Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening. And can you hold on?
Yeah, sure. Oh, you're going to pass the phone. Hi. Go ahead.
To my mom.
And my brother.
And my brother.
And my sister.
And my sister.
This is coming from Jasmine.
This is coming from Jasmine.
Oh, and Merry Christmas, somehow.
And Merry Christmas, somehow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine. Vincent, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Senator Murkowski, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for letting me on. I'm calling you from a beautiful, snowy Girdwood that's just waking up this morning. Hopefully we'll have some good skiing today, but calling to wish the wonderful people of Alaska from Barrow to Ketchikan and all points in between a very, very Merry Christmas. And a huge thank you to the men and women who are serving us, for their families, those that aren't together during this holiday season, just a genuine thanks and appreciation for all that they do. But hopefully all of us here in the state will have good and joyous holidays. But thank you for what you do to bring families together over the air. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Senator, thank you so much for sending on your good wishes and letting the troops family know that we're thinking of them. Very good. Thank you. It is Talk of Alaska. Greetings flying around all over the state, a solid hour of it, all over this great state of Alaska. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email is talk@alaskapublic.org. And Tony from Prince of Wales Island, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning, Alaska, and everyone. Well, I didn't hear anybody saying Merry Christmas to the backbone of our Alaskan Native people, which is the elders, and all the elders from up Point Barrow all the way down to Southeast, and the brand new babies that are just now born and are going to be born, those who are homeless, sick, and don't have a friend next to them to keep them warm. I would like to have them have the greatest year, and I hope God watches over each and every one of us this year, especially with the conditions of our winter this year. It's not safe, but I would like to say that everyone be safe when you travel. Let everyone know where you're going. Call when you get there. That way, no one will worry, and you might be able to open your gift under the tree one day when you get there. To the Plain Hope people, Catholic, Wales, Emonic, and Alaknuk Children's Point, Merry Christmas to you all and each and every one of you there at the radio station. Thank you for being there for us to let us know that what's going on in this world. Thank you very much.
Tony, thank you. Very thoughtful. Thank you very much. And that was the second call where someone's called up and given some advice about travel. Let's go down to Bethel and Jerry. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Jerry.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Southeastern Alaska very Merry Christmas from Bethel, Alaska, especially Frederick Paradovich down there in Kloak. Love you all. Miss you. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a safe one. And all the way up to Crooked Creek. We'll miss you all. Take care. Hold on, please.
All right. I'm holding on.
Hi. I'd like to wish everybody in the state of Alaska a great and happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'd like to wish my dad a Happy Christmas, Robert John. Happy Christmas, Dad. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any more there? All right. We'll wait for the next call from Bethel then. Thank you very much. Go down to Yakutat and Elizabeth. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Elizabeth.
Good morning, and thank you very much. First and foremost, I would like to wish everyone in the state of Alaska safe holidays. I would like to wish my family in Haines, Angoon, and Juneau happy holidays. The last people I would like to wish and say a prayer for are the Search Pharmacy pharmacists. They do such a wonderful job that I would like to wish each and every one of them happy holidays and safe travels and thank them for all that they do. And to you for putting this on, this is sincerely appreciated. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Elizabeth from Yakutat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, every morning I commute by bicycle to work, and it's dark. And there's a lady who I see more often than not, and she's on her way to work. And she's had some kind of surgery. It's hard for her to walk, and it's like the paths are very icy. There's this moraine you have to go down or go up, and that's where I usually pass her. For a long time, we didn't say anything. And then one day, I said good morning, and she didn't say anything. But I kept every time I would see her say good morning, and then she started saying it back. And today, for the first time, she said, Merry Christmas. Yeah, really. Merry Christmas, Steve, and thanks for the show. My name is Kelly. I'm in Haines. Merry Christmas and happy solstice. The days are going to get longer. To my brother Mike in Anchorage, my sister Melanie and her family in Palmer, and to my dear friends Frederick, Terry, and Glenn in Juneau. Also, Merry Christmas to Teresa in Juneau. And this is from Kelly and Haynes. I am knitting as fast as I can. I love you so much. Let's go to Donna, joins the program from Juneau. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Donna.
Good morning. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody throughout the state of Alaska, starting in Sitka, my dear sister Clara, and my brother up in Prudhoe Bay, Brother Ben, and people on Yakutat, the whole town, Coco, Fred, Bill, Jacqueline, Sean, the whole town, Merry Christmas. Everybody in Juneau, everybody in Haines, my daughter in Anchorage, Lauren, my daughter Kate, Terry. Like to wish everybody a happy holiday.
Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And this one from Amy in Ohio. Hi there. Just would like to take this time to say Merry Christmas to all my wonderful Eagleholic buddies on Facebook who are spread out all over the world. And a special Merry Christmas to my son, Matt Hunter, who is currently serving our military overseas in Korea. First Christmas without you, my son. Love you and miss you, Amy in Ohio. Now to Aniak and Herman. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I was calling to wish my wife of 35 years, Darlene, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. and also to our 7 children and all our grandchildren. And I'd also like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the people who put up with me calling on radio shows all the time. And I wish you guys at the radio station a Merry Christmas, Steve. And, you know, have a happy holidays, especially have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, Herman, thank you. And thank you for your calls. I don't think they're annoying at all. It's Talk of Alaska. It's the statewide holiday greetings edition, and you get the idea. You just never quite know. Let's hear from Scott McAdams, who's calling from Sitka. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Scott.
Hi, Steve. Good morning, and I want to wish a Merry Christmas to friends and family all over the state of Alaska.
All right. It's great to hear from you, Scott.
Hey, great to hear from you, too. Hoping that as 2011 wraps up here that folks enjoy all the peace, love, and prosperity that life has to offer here in 2012, and looking forward to a great future here in Alaska.
Well, how is life in Sitka there, Scott?
Baranof Island is beautiful. We're enjoying winter here in Sitka. It's a great place to be.
Yeah. Well, Scott, I'm happy that you called. Lisa Murkowski called a little while ago, and it's great to hear from you. Maybe Mark Begich will call.
Well, fantastic, and Merry Christmas, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott McAdams. It is Talk of Alaska, the statewide holiday greetings edition. And let's see. I think Nick in Anchorage is next. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Nick.
Good morning. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to my family in Leavenworth, to my fiance for 10 years, to my daughter, Clara, Karen, Kelly, and my son, James, and my family in South Naknek. Hi. And have a Merry Christmas, everybody, and I'll be home pretty soon there on the 23rd, and Merry Christmas to you and to everybody here in Anchorage, and to my dad that lives here in Anchorage, and his family, and Merry Christmas. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Nick. Nick shouting out back to Leavenworth and saying, I'm on my way in a few days. And earlier we had a call from Leavenworth with holiday greetings. They're going back and forth across the state. 1-800-478-8255, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. Email is talk@alaskapublic.org. Dennis joins the program from Bethel. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Dennis.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like to send a Merry Christmas out to my mother, Lene Rains, in Bethel, Alaska, and also my sister, Carrie Lambert, who's in Bethel, Alaska, and my friends at Phillips Ayaganovic Treatment Center, and my coworkers, and my friends in Point Hope, Alaska, Napakiak, Kuzilinguk, Kotlik, and Quinnahock, and also here in Bethel. And I'd like to also say Merry Christmas to local churches here in town and friends that I've met over the years in the state of Alaska. And happy holidays.
Thank you, Dennis. And, this is the second time somebody sent some good wishes out to Point Hope. You know, I'm not entirely sure that KBRW is on the show today because we haven't had any calls from Barrow. And generally speaking, they know how to work the system when it comes to this sort of thing. Dennis, once again, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now. Let's go down to Tenneke, and Eve joins the program. Eve, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on. Merry Christmas to you. And I would like to send out a greeting to Dave and Anka in Baranof Warm Springs. They're there. And if anybody goes in there, wish them a Merry Christmas. Boy, good luck.
Well, you've got a warm spring there.
Yes, sir, we do.
So what is this kind of a warm spring community here shouting out to one another?
Yes, they're there on a sailboat. They're caretaking Baranof Warm Springs, that I understand. And I think there's two of them, and I think there's one other person there. So they're not too busy a community.
Oh, no. It's definitely not too busy a community. It's not real busy in Tenneke either, is it?
Oh, I think there's about 60 of us here.
All right. Well, you sound like there's some kind of buzz on the telephone, like you got a generator operating behind you.
I'm not sure about that, sir. I don't. We have a generator here, but I'm sorry about the buzz.
That's okay. It's okay. We could tell what you were saying. Thanks, Eve.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is Talk of Alaska, and you get the idea. You kind of pick up the color from all across this great state of Alaska. I'll go to Skagway in a moment, but first, let's do another email one here. Best wishes to all Alaskan and in and out of the state. We are lucky enough to be living in a postcard. Trapper Creek is a winter wonderland today, from Sandra. Thank you so much, Sandra in Trapper Creek. And Karen joins the program from Skagway. Karen, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're so welcome.
I'd like to, excuse me?
I said you're so welcome.
Oh, thank you. I just want to wish a blessed Christmas to all my old friends in Port Alexander and Homer. I'm back living in Alaska. I'm here in Skagway. And I want to send out a special thanks to all my Skagway friends, old and new, for their support on my return to Alaska. And I want to let everybody know that my daughter, Dawning Red, who was born in Sitka, she is in New York City now, living with her husband and her 20-month-old daughter, Nina. And my son, Jed, and his wife, Michelle, are here in Skagway with their 7-month-old baby girl, Talia. Thank you, everybody, and have a blessed Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Grandma.
That's why I'm back.
Okay.
I can't quite handle the New York City thing, but Skagway is perfect.
Well, I guess those kids are a little too young to actually start calling you Grandma, but it won't be long, will it?
That's right. It won't. They're growing pretty fast.
All right, Karen. Welcome back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It is Talk of Alaska, and we're sending greetings all across the state. Only about 10 minutes left as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from
BP, supporting public broadcasting in Alaska,
and by First National Bank Alaska, serving Alaskans' financial needs for nearly a century, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You can find APRN headlines and more online at alaskapublic.org. Local, national, and international news, upcoming events, and statewide community conversation. AlaskaPublic.org, connecting you to Alaska, one story at a time.
Well, a special thanks to the crew behind the scenes that is making this show work, because it really is an hour-long workout for BD Trantina and for Josh Edge and for Dave Waldron. Oh, Pat Yak is back there, too. Oh, he's so busy, I haven't even seen him on the other side of the window there. It's Talk of Alaska. It's the Holiday Greetings Edition. Allison joins the program from Valdez. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Allison.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say that it's my first Christmas away from home in Ketchikan, and I wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas to the Moyer and Nixon family in Ketchikan. I miss you guys, and I love you.
Okay, Allison, you're spending the holiday in Valdez, huh?
Yes, we are with the Coast Guard, and we just moved here.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your time with the Coast Guard there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Sending wishes back to Ketchikan. And let's see, this one from Matt Leonard in Petersburg. Merry Christmas to all the high school music teachers and high school musicians of Southeast. Thanks for spreading the Christmas spirit with your talents and hard work. That does happen this time of year. If you've got musical talent and people know it, pretty soon you're roped into working pretty hard this time of year. In Selawik, Neva joins the program. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Neva.
Thank you. I'd like to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my mom, Elvira, my aunties, Violet, in Kotzebue, and my other two aunties, Elizabeth Geary and Elsie Dexter, and to my brothers and sisters, and all my relatives in Alaska. Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you, Neva in Selawik. We got a big stack of them coming in now. Irma joins the program from Bethel. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Irma.
Thanks for taking my call, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Thank you. I'd like to wish my dad and my stepmother, Susie, Edward and Susie Hooper in Tununuk, a very Merry Christmas. My grandmother, Albertina Dahl, in Nightmute, as well as all my aunts and uncles and my sisters and my brothers and my Facebook friends all over Alaska. There's too many to name. I can't forget my colleagues at ABCP in Bethel and all the tribal VR folks all over Alaska. Merry Christmas to all the Bethelites. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Irma. Thank you, Irma, from Bethel, going up, actually, towards the coast to Daniel in Chivac. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Daniel.
Stephen, happy holidays.
Thank you.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to my mom, dad, my twins, Kakak, little and girl. Four more days till we open presents. Happy birthday to everybody in the state of Alaska that's listening, coming from Daniel here in Chivac. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Daniel, thank you so much for your call up there in Chivac. Now, Carol in Eagle River, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Thank you very much, Steve. This is Carol Como, not the superintendent, the other Carol Como.
And all right.
Two of us with the same name. There are two. Anyway, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to Carol Como, who is the superintendent, which is not me, and tell her what a wonderful job she's doing and how much I appreciate sharing a name with her. And to Dr. Sue Wagnon and the Ravenwood crew, veterinarians in Eagle River, and all the fine work they do with the animals there. They're just fabulous people. They've taken care of us and our sled dogs through the years, and I love that group. To Dr. Beth Baker, and Merry Christmas to my Alaska sisters, Pam, Julie, Melissa, Leanne, Val, and Tamar, and to Teresa and John Daly. Merry Christmas, one and all. Love you guys.
All right, Carol. Thanks for that call from Eagle River. Carol Como, not the Carol Como school superintendent, but honored to have the same name. I love that. Caroline and Homer, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas to everyone. I wanted to send a special Christmas greeting to my mother, Doris, in Kodiak, Alaska, and to my sister, Heather, who is there living with her now.
All right. Good wishes to Mom down in Kodiak.
Uh-huh.
And your sister.
And my sister and my brother, Billy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in from Homer and participating in the statewide holiday greetings show. So there they are with the Barren Islands and a bunch of ocean between them, a family separated. Just one of the many stories across this great state of Alaska. Ronald in Prince of Wales, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hello. I'd like to wish my family in Haines a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and hope to see them up there in May. And my family down in Ketchikan, the Watsons. One's up in Haines where the Lewis. One's in Ketchikan or the Watson. Wish them Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And my daughter, who's over there in Ketchikan, it's her birthday tomorrow. I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. Her name is Yaro Vara. And over here on Prince of Wales Island, I'd like to wish my cousins, the Smith family, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's go back up to Yakutat, to Demard family. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And Happy New Year to all the EMS, fire, and police. May you guys have a slow holiday. And volunteer search and rescues, may you have a slow, slow holiday.
Beautiful. Thank you. I think I heard a raven there behind you, or maybe it was a crow, but it sounded like a raven.
Oh, yes.
No, this is the Ravens. There's dozens of them around here, and I'm here to send Raven call out to all the Ravens across the state, the O's Magic Ravens. They know who they are. And I would like to send special blessings to all of the homeless families, all the homeless children, all the displaced people. I just want to wish them many blessings. And I want to sing a little song to everybody who's listening. Hey, ho, anybody there? Meat nor drink nor money have we none. Still we will be very merry. Hey, ho, anybody there? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was a treat. From down Prince of Wales, with ravens all around. Francis in Kodiak Island, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I'd like to wish my family and friends Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And a happy birthday to my oldest son, Walter, 33. My youngest son, Brian, 28. And my son-in-law, 28. Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, Francis. Time for maybe one, maybe two. Joe and Bethel, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Yeah, good morning. First and foremost, thank God for all the blessings from the past, present, and future. I'd like to wish Edna, Joe Sr., my brother Peggy and Vince, some grandkids, Warren and his family, and to all my family relatives and friends, coworkers, and the veterans who give us the stream to operate and talk to you on the air, Steve, and without your show, we couldn't thank the people that has given us opportunity to give us the freedom of speech to thank and bless everyone in this great state of Alaska.
Joe and Bethel, I want to thank you so much for your call, and we may have time for Jocelyn in Eagle River. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Jocelyn.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. I want to say happy holidays to my family in Eagle River, my friends in Juneau, Haines, Kodiak, Anchorage, and Tanakee Springs. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right. Your timing is absolutely impeccable. Thanks to all the Cooper Landing residents who helped us when our friend had an accident. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas to all Alaskans from Tripta Serve. I'm Steve Heimel. Thanks on behalf of the crew. Back again next week to talk about what happened and the year gone by. Thanks for listening.
Talk of Alaska is made possible by this member station of the Alaska Public Radio Network, by ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company, and by Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska, which has been providing quality health plans to companies and individuals in Alaska for over 60 years. More at Primera.com. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska. We know the territory. Join Alaska bars and restaurants from every corner of the state in taking a stand against secondhand smoke. The fact of the matter is, no Alaskan, employee, or customer should suffer the heart disease and lung cancer due to secondhand smoke. The benefits are undeniably positive for Alaskans and for the bottom line. Clean indoor air. It's good for health and it's great for business. For more information on smoke-free workplaces, visit alaskatca.org. This message sponsored by the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance. This program is a production of APRN, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies are available by calling 550-8400.
This is APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network.